This particular Philippians passage is Paul's journey of faith. But in reality, in telling this to the Christians at the church in Philippi, he was talking about a pattern for all of us. In reality, it is a pattern for a deeper spiritual life. Paul gives us all of the requirements that are necessary for us to make this journey of faith. He first of all tells us, I suffered the loss of all things. You see, if faith just depends on me being a religious person and going through religious routines, Paul was saying, well, then he was the best in the world at this. I mean, he was circumcised on the eighth day according to the law. He was born into the tribe of Benjamin. He was really saying, boy, I'm a real Hebrew. I'm a real Jew. Not only that, but when it comes to worldly righteousness and doing the right thing, on top of all of that, I was a Pharisee. And nobody follows rules and laws and rituals better than Pharisees. He said, I did all of that. And in terms of the law, I was righteous. But then he said, you know, that just doesn't get it. That's not how you get to God. In religious, you've got to come in to a personal relationship with that God. And Paul met that God in the person of Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road. And when that happened, there was a change of events in his lives. And when we truly encounter Jesus as the Christ, there's supposed to be a radical change in our lives. He says, first of all, I have suffered the loss of all things. In other words, things don't matter to me anymore. Now, did he have some things? Yes. Was he destitute? No. But he changed his attitude towards life and the world. Like most of us get a great deal of a sense of who we are by what we've accomplished, by our education, by the kind of house we have, by the kind of cars we drive, by the kind of jobs that we have. These are the ways we measure one another in the world. And Paul says, I've let go of all of that as a measurement. I count all of that stuff the world thinks is important as garbage compared to a relationship with God in Christ. I remember years ago counseling a young man and a young woman. He was a very successful contractor, resort area where wealthy people retired and spent big money for custom homes. At that time, 15 or so years ago, he lived in a house worth almost $500,000. No telling what it's worth today. But his marriage and family life was a mess. And when we started talking about how he needed to be in a relationship with God in Christ, the first thing that he asked was, well, am I going to have to give up all of this? He said, you know, I've got a nice house. They had two drivers in the family and four cars. He had motorcycles. He had a nice boat. They had a beautiful vacation house. He owned his own private airplane and could fly anywhere he wanted to go. If I really become a Christian, the way you're saying, I'm going to have to give this up. And I said, you know, I don't know. You might. Or you keep it, and God so changes your attitude towards life that you never use these things the same way again. But you will change. Well, he did some changing, I guess, and they improved for a while, at least enough to stop coming to counseling. And, you know, I really don't know what eventually happened to him. But that epitomizes our relationship with God. Paul says, I suffered the loss of everything for the sake of Christ Jesus. Why? Well, he tells us, because I want to know Christ. I want to know him. I want to be in a relationship with him. Secondly, I want the power of the resurrection. I need a special kind of power to live my life. The world can't give that to me. I want that amazing power of God that was seen in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the third thing he said he wanted is, I want to know that I will be raised from the dead and the kingdom of God. Those are the three things that are important to me now. I want to know Christ, to live in the power of the resurrection, and I want to be assured that I'm going to be with God in the kingdom. That's pretty good. Now, how do you do that? He says, well, I've got to share in his suffering. He says, I want to press on to make this goal my own. Because he said, you know, I can't do it on my own. I can't work my way into the kingdom of God. I have got to just surrender to knowing this person, Jesus Christ, in my life. And here's how we do it. Two things. I press on to the upward call of God. That was his goal. And how do you do that? He says, forgetting what lies behind. I've got to leave the past way of looking at things, the old way of looking at life behind, and I then press forward to what lies ahead, what God is going to do for my life, and how he's going to change and transform my life for me. That is the goal that Paul for himself. And he said, the prize for that is the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That's the prize. That's the reward. That's what I get out of it. It's a spiritual reward. Now, I don't know what it is about our society. I think good guesses. But when we offered the idea of a study of companions in Christ, I had 8 women come forward, not a single man. I also said we could meet in the evening if we got 6 or 8 people that wanted to meet. But you know, generally speaking, men don't accept that kind of challenge. Men don't seem to accept in our society spiritual challenges. They leave that to the women folks. And maybe that's why the church is hurting the way it's hurting. Probably the only churches that offer that are the very conservative churches where men are willing to risk a spiritual personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But a lot of times, men are just willing to do the religious stuff, to do the service stuff, and it is women who long for that deeper personal relationship with God in Christ, and then they wonder why men wonder why their lives don't have meaning. I mean, we have men that are available who could come on Tuesday morning for 2 hours, who could commit 30 minutes a day in personal devotions. Now, why is it that men don't come forward, and generally only women? Now, let's admit, we didn't have a flock of people show up. So there's some growing for women folks, too. But I think by nature, women are nurturers. They're relational. Being in relationship is their greatest meaning. And those women who see a vision for that in their normal lives, take that step further and say, I want that in God in Jesus Christ. And they make a commitment. But a lot of men in our world get their whole identity from what they do, from how they look to the world, their education, their jobs, their position. And going to that deeper personal level is not as big a call and claim on men's lives. But Paul is telling us, if we want to have a relationship with God that really changes and transforms our lives, we have got to reach for the goal that is in Christ Jesus and the prize of the upward call of God that is in Christ Jesus. That is a spiritual journey. God is calling all of us to take a step forward in that spiritual journey, to put behind the way the world looks at life and says we have values, to give all of that up, maybe not literally, but depending on it in our minds and our spirits, and treating it as if it's nothing, as Paul says, as if it's garbage, compared to what God can offer us in this life. That is happiness. That is joy. That is fulfillment. We were created for the sole purpose of bringing glory to God. And we can't do that unless we strive for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In Holy Communion, on this Worldwide Communion Sunday, Christ offers Himself to us through the bread and the cup to give us the strength, to give us the taste and the hunger for a deeper spiritual walk with Him. Will we hear His call? Will we accept the challenge? Will we strive towards the goal? Shall we attain the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? Let us pray. Gracious Father, we pray that we might hear the call and respond, because deep down we want the prize. We want to know Christ. We want to live in the power of the resurrection. We want to be assured that You will raise us in the last day to live forever in Your kingdom. Will we move towards the goal? Will we reach for the prize? That is for each of us to answer, hopefully, today. Amen.